Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Can we all admit what's obvious here? Both for Christmas Day and across the board. Spreading it out this thin makes the slate stink.
Sure.
So much bad football. Sunday's noon slate. Ugh! What an awful grouping. And then there were two games in the 3 o'clock. Thank God we had Sunday night football.
That's why Nance and Romo were doing this Sunday. That's why Nance and Romo are doing the Chiefs game with a backup quarterback because it's the only good CBS clinching game available. Nance and Romo are doing the Chiefs Broncos game.
I know. Which makes no sense in a game where Carson Wentz is going to start.
But it has massive playoff implications.
Christmas Day games, those were the most. You're like, what if we squeezed a game into Wednesday? You got your answer. Don't. It was genuinely awful football in all three games. It was a massacre. It was a Christmas Day massacre. They all went down horribly. That Texans game, my God. And the Chiefs game wasn't close. I mean, just like, what a group.
That was way more enjoyable Christmas Day than a year ago. I liked it. I enjoyed it quite a bit,
actually. I'm sure Chiefs fans loved it.
It was a great day.
Oh, dude, no pressure.
That was the best win of the season.
Last year was awful with the loss of the Raiders. Everybody thought the season was done. This year, they played some of their best football of the year, yeah, Drew, against the Steelers. So
they killed them.
Yeah, it was awfully impressive. It made the slate weaker. I'll say this, though, about the Christmas Day games. We know this is not stopping anytime soon. Like, the NFL is not going to, and I thought Netflix did a great job with the broadcast, by the way. I thought the entire crew and production value was really, really good. I thought they did a really nice job. But the thought of, oh, well, the games weren't good, so the NFL is going to back off. Of course not. No, the next year Christmas is on Thursday, so they will probably do the exact same thing on Thursday.
At least that's like a day rest that people are used to, not squeeze them into Saturday to squeeze them into Wednesday.
And they'll probably either play a Thursday night game that night and have three, or Amazon will move that game to Friday and they'll just do a Friday game and we'll have games Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Like, the NFL's not going away from this. And then, like, LeBron James of the Lakers was quoted after the Lakers win or whatever on Christmas Day, and all the NBA games were really, really good. And, he said, look, I'm a fan of the NFL, but this is our day. Which I chuckled out loud because
the NBA
games were awesome. Like, they really were. They were quality wise. They were more entertaining.
Oh yeah, that star
power. Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, the LeBron Curry in, that was all fun.
But to say it's the NBA's day, it's just factually inaccurate. Like, they have done it longer on Christmas Day, sure, but the ratings would tell you that it's not their day.
It was stolen from them.
I mean, it would be.
I mean, they don't owe the NBA a damn thing. Like, the NFL owners don't owe the NBA anything. The NBA had record ratings for their product. Great for them. Mm-hmm. But the NFL still did massive numbers on Christmas Day. The NFL is king.
I think it was $25 million for the NFL and then $5 million for the NBA, which is up 84%, yeah, by the way, for the NBA.
It was a great day for the NBA.
Correct. This is the metaphorical and constant candy from a baby. If the NFL wants to just take the 5-year-old's lollipop, they're a grown-ass adult man and can do whatever the hell they want. They can bury you. This is also why, like, college football should be so thankful that, for the most part, the NFL plays nice. Like, for the most part, the NFL gives you Saturday. Not the whole, but for the most part.
That's why they didn't do a Saturday night game last week. That Bengals-Broncos game was not Saturday night. It was Saturday afternoon, because Saturday night was what?
College football playoff.
It was a college football playoff game.
They usually play, but I'll just tell you right now, if it was a Saturday night game between two teams that didn't matter, it would draw more than the college football playoff game.
Of course, yeah.
Because the NFL is king. They can do whatever they want. Like, I get why LeBron tried to say that. They just came out of this massive back and forth where I still don't know what your boy from Kansas, Andrew Wiggins, was doing on defense.
I was like, what?
On
like,
that final drive. Did you watch the end of that game? No. Andrew Wiggins just...
No.
He just stopped playing defense, Drew.
Yes, he did.
He just stopped playing defense. I also, we didn't even get that in the rundown today. Kansas is losing
home
conference games for the first time since like World War II.
Since I was born, legitimately, 1991. The last time they lost a conference opener was when I was born. Yeah. Yeah, that was a pitiful. They looked like crap the entire game, but that's a whole different
thing. Going into the season, I, like most people, thought Kansas was the number one team in the country. They're broken. I don't know what's wrong with that
on
team.
Paper,
maybe
Bill
Self's a great coach. Yeah,
they've got issues.
So
it's also
he can,
January 2nd.
Some stuff.
They've got issues, no doubt. The transfers have not panned out, other than Zeke Mayo. But it's January, and I think it'd be foolish to be like, well, yeah,
I would rule them out, yeah, but it is not going the way that we thought.
They're paying AJ Store $1 million to average 7 points a game.
But, like, as the text line pointed out, like, how long before they take over New Year's? Not long.
Yeah.
Like, they'll.
Do you think they'll do that? I really hope that they don't.
Just as long as it lands on a
will,
normal
Cody,
day, they will.
I don't think. Well, if it happens to be on a Sunday, of course. But
Thursday,
like,
or later.
I don't think they will, because late in the year, we thought Christmas was late. The last week of the season, they don't want to give a playoff advantage of a bye. Right. You basically be giving a wild card team a bye. If let's say that wild card spot was up on a Thursday, let's say it was tonight. Let's, you know.
And they would want that. Amazon would want it flexed.
You would be be giving another buy. I don't think they'll do
a
for
mini
that
buy.
Reason.
All right.
But I mean, I get it, though. The NFL's greedy, so.
Yeah, what if the NFL just put non-clinching games on Thursday night? You'd watch it tonight?
Sure.
If it were not, if their decision was, we're doing things on like these days too. We're just putting on non-clinching games to not give an advantage. So tonight, you get Panthers. I don't know who they'll play.
Sure.
Probably just some other non-Browns
team. I don't know.
Panthers, Browns. My God.
Gosh.
That would be bad. Is it because, though, like the college football playoff is on ESPN? Is it because the NFL still would do the... I mean, I know that Prime is a different example, but if they ran games like, hey, we're going to have it on Fox, or we're going to have it... Like, if it's local, do those numbers draw more because... I don't know if people are... I know people are more in tune with the NFL than anything else, but is it the local broadcast angle that would help them overtake a ESPN broadcast? Or
sure. Yeah,
anything
over
like
the,
that
gives anything that's over
numbers.
The air is going to have more opportunity to reach.
It's just
people.
Easier for people to access it.
Yeah, if it's over the air versus part of your cable package or Netflix, even though Netflix, you know, I know not literally everybody, but it seems like virtually everybody has Netflix. It's why that was so successful for them. You know, there's what was the number? 100 was it Prime and Netflix was 100 and was 150. 170 million subscribers. It was something crazy when we looked it up.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a huge
chunk over the air. If you put it on CBS, Fox, ABC, of course you're going to reach more. I mean, literally anybody can get it with bunny ears. So
yeah, that makes it a lot easier to get in there. But yeah, it's hard because like they'll always sacrifice the product versus it. And because this time the Chiefs survived it. The Chiefs went 3-0. They gave themselves a month off. They created their own bye week scenario by winning a lot of football games and doing it the way they had to do it. But it shouldn't have to be like that.